Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 383 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, this is Ed and welcome back to the show. On this week's show, it's round four of the Disney Nerds Snack Madness. We've hit the round four where we've got eight teams or eight snacks from Walt Disney World left with four games ready to go. We're going to go ahead and do that first. And then second, I want you to stick around because we've got a great announcement about one of our favorite guys, Kermit the Frog. Him and actually the Rainbow Connection was just recognized as one of the songs worthy of preservation. I guess that what they do is they have the National Recording Registry. And every year they put aside so many songs that have an impact on the country, the social aspect, the world itself and such. And the Rainbow Connection this year is one of those songs. So there's a small interview that Kermit was able to do with the Library of Congress's head. And it's a really fun interview, and stick around for that after our Snacks Madness. Now, I hope you guys have been following with the snacks. We're down to some pretty good snacks, so it's a little tougher as we get closer to the end, and we want you to help us. Once we get done with these final four games, we're going to be going down to the final two games, and we'll need your help. Go to DisneyMadness.com and put your votes in there. We have six of us on the podcast voting, and then we have the vote we get from the website, you guys, that usually kind of breaks those ties, so we need your help. Okay, guys, so let's get on with those final four games. Here we go with the final eight of the Disney Nerds Snack Madness. Take it away.
And we're live!
Greetings all. Hello.
What's going on, Disney nerds? Don't adjust your clocks, it is not Tuesday. We are doing our Snack Madness voting.
Yeah, so I was confused for a second, Morgan. Yeah. I was absolutely confused because I'm like, is it Tuesday? What's going on? Wait, it's Thursday, right? Tomorrow's Friday. That's the biggest question.
Tomorrow is Friday. Calendar?
Tomorrow is Friday. I was. Let me recheck it. Yep, we got Flo on the calendar today. It is indeed Thursday. It's a droid day on Thursdays.
Gotcha.
Nice.
I've been a little busy. I have not checked the Disney calendar that I've been posting on social. So that will get done once we're done recording, and that'll get posted on social.
Ready for some snacks, guys. We're getting down to the finals.
Yeah, we're getting down to the finals. Ed is with us. Ashley's with us. Did you make anything? Or we're going to make out of this?
Yeah, I was just saying, today I made a homemade mozzarella from scratch, and I made pizza crust from scratch, and I made the pizza with the homemade mozzarella, and wow. That took up every inch of my counter space, unfortunately. So
sure it would.
Getting into that, I didn't have room for guests on Tavern Cinnamon Rolls, so
your kitchen is only so big.
There's always tomorrow.
Morgan has her popcorn, although making the homemade mozzarella, that's pretty impressive right there.
Yeah, my popcorn does not compete with Ashley's dinner.
Well, check out my Insta stories. I did a play-by-play of the whole thing, so you can see
have
how
to look at that.
Squeeze mozzarella through a cheese sack.
Yeah, are you going to make some ricotta with the whey that you got off of that?
Is that the plan? That's a good idea. I still have that,
that's the foundation for ricotta.
Above my skill level, but I can give it a try.
A repeat. That's what ricotta. I don't know.
We're making some part of
cheese.
Hungry.
You made cheese twice. But yeah, everybody gets hungry. Ross, what's up, man?
Hey, Jody. Hey, Ross. Hey, TD. If you guys can, go ahead and share. I am sharing to our groups.
This is all about the bracket. I can't believe we only have four matches to talk about, which means we have the Elite Eight coming in and the Final Four going out.
It's happened fast.
Amazing.
It's really quick.
It did happen quick. And you know what? That's because we did it every weekend. I think the first time we did this, it lasted like 2 months almost because we kind of missed something.
This is Brandy, a Benet in France. Can't beat that.
Yeah, eating a Benet in France back in the bakery. That's wonderful.
Yeah, beignet. Is that Northern Open is messing people up?
Same thing. I knew exactly what he was talking about. Exactly.
Well, like I said, I am sharing to some groups.
Yeah.
You guys can share as well. We've got some interesting things
lining up potentially. We talked about some of them Tuesday night there, Morgan, but it's. But we did not reveal our votes on Tuesday night. We're saving for tonight.
And yep. I think we even talked about that pretty much the Elite Eight is Magic Kingdom for the most part.
All but one item is Magic Kingdom. And we didn't realize that till we went through them. So you can get everything on this list in the Magic Kingdom, 7 of the 8.
That's
pretty cool.
That's both like surprising to me and also shocking because I feel like Magic Kingdom has the iconic snacks. But I feel like I never really think of Magic Kingdom as like, oh, that's my favorite snack place. Because I just think the other ones have more exotic kind of fun snacks. But I think in this showdown, everybody went for what they always go for. Like that was kind of how people voted. And these are the typical things that people get, whether or not you like to try something new. Uh-huh. Who knows? But you're voting for the stuff that you always get.
Yeah, they kind of went after the iconic.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
All right. So
it's in our subconscious, I think.
Sure.
Just go and get these things. It's in mine.
And a lot of times it's the family's choice, and that's where the go-tos come from because we know everybody in the family is going to dig it, and that's a lot of these safe snacks, but they're great too, though. So you can't deny that.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Safe snacks.
All right. So, all right, guys. So I say I have shared. Let's get into
nostalgia. Brandon's right. It's all about nostalgia. Okay. Especially if you're holding a popcorn bucket right there like Morgan does. But it's not yellow.
Let me just what's wrong with my popcorn bucket?
It doesn't look as yellow enough as Magic Kingdom, but it's good. It's perfect.
I know, I have to admit, my popcorn is not as good. And I'm washing
it. Look.
I got the refillable mug. I am Disney souvenir.
You are there. I love it.
Snacked out.
If there was a snack spirit jersey, I'd be wearing that too.
There might be soon. You never know. Somebody's going, aha.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a snack spirit jersey.
We had all the snack pillows. That wasn't that long ago. We had all the Dole Whips and the pretzels and the
shirt.
I remember at one point my friend bought like a Dole Whip baseball hat that was really like just having
it. I have that. I have it. Yep. Yeah,
it's super cute.
They had the turkey leg everywhere too, shirts, hats, things like that. So they did go through the snacks. You're right.
They've probably been doing all along because they need all that stock because they're just going to sell out like instantly. They've been putting them for a year and a half, and then they're just going to be like, everybody can have.
And then they also did. Do you remember? I'm sure they still do it, but the snack air fresheners for your car.
Oh yes, I've never bought one of those, but yes,
because I don't know if I want my car to smell like a turkey leg as much as I like the smell.
And I like the smell like a Dole Whip, but I just get hungry.
Yeah, you have to choose the right smell on that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, guys, I'm hungry. Let's get going.
All right.
I'll take the first one if that's all right.
Go ahead.
The first one, the number one seeded, one of the number one seeds that's left, popcorn, which Morgan is enjoying right now, versus the citrus swirl. That's the orange/vanilla ice cream and the orange soda. Both of these at the Magic Kingdom, although popcorn is all over Walt Disney World. The citrus swirl is, they're both iconic. I think it's so hard to pick at this point. But one of these two gets to the final four and the other one gets to go home. I think like last time, should we start with what you guys voted for online? Is that the right way to start?
Let's see what the online vote was.
Let's do that. And the online vote was pretty close.
Wow.
That's really close.
3% popcorn. So the online poll goes to popcorn. Not too bad. And I guess I'll give mine next. Is that the way to do it?
Sure.
Yeah, you can give yours next.
And this is going to be surprising to everybody, I think. I think so, because I am all about good popcorn. But I'm loving the citrus swirl too. and the ice cream, and it's and I can't get that citrus swirl just anywhere. So I'm going citrus swirl, which leaves us at one boat each, one for popcorn, one for citrus swirl. Should I start at the top there with Morgan? Is that the way to do it?
Yeah, we'll do that. And since Jimmy and Lisa are not here, we do have their votes. I have Jimmy's.
I have Lisa's.
Ed has Lisa's, so we'll give, you know, I could be really bad and change some of Jimmy's, but I won't be that mean.
No, we won't.
So won't. Jimmy picked popcorn.
Jimmy went popcorn. Okay.
Yep. And this was honestly really hard because this, like, and because I'm eating popcorn and realizing it's not as good as the Magic Kingdom popcorn, I'm going popcorn.
Popcorn for Morgan. That's three votes to one. Ashley, you're next on the totem pole there, so to speak. On the
yes, I'm going to say popcorn on this one. I especially love the value of it if you get a refillable bucket. I love that it's super economical. And like you said, it's a family favorite. You get a bucket of popcorn, the kids are going to just go crazy on it, and then you can refill it again. So it's a win for me.
Uh-huh. Good. I went with popcorn also, kind of the same exact reasons Ashley just mentioned there. It's the old reliable. Definitely, it's absolutely always good. And Lisa went with the citrus swirl. She's digging that.
So we have a 5-2 vote for popcorn. Now, I will say there's a big part of me that was looking forward to citrus swirl versus Dole Whip in the final because they're on opposite ends of the bracket.
Yeah.
I was kind of
looking for that, too.
It could have been interesting, but based on our Tuesday night conversations, and Brandon, you were there talking about this, I would love, next time I'm at Magic Kingdom, to get the pineapple Dole Whip and get the orange swirl from the Orange Bird, by the way. Shout out to the Orange Bird, and put those two together. I want pineapple and orange in the same thing, and I'm going to try that, because you can do that right there in Adventureland.
Yeah.
I think the thing you need to decide is what tastes better with the rum. That's the decision.
Yeah, this is a good one.
That sounds like a Jimmy level decision there.
It is.
Now, I do want to, so I have my boyfriend voting. So I have a question for you guys. So my boyfriend has not been since he was a kid. So, of course, I'm explaining the snacks. And every round he's been like, why are people picking popcorn? So have you guys ever had to explain to somebody that doesn't go as much as we do the importance of popcorn at the Disney parks?
Nah, you just equate it to movies. It's the same thinking.
Right. You got to have it every time you have a movie. It's like a Pavlovian response. You walk in and you're like, my mouth is salivating for some reason.
Walk in and the cart hits you, especially if you go to the left. If you're going in left underneath the gate, it just hits you. The smell hits you. You see the buckets and boom, you're either filling a bucket up or buying a new one. One of the two things is going to happen.
And
it's kind of what I said. It's a different, it's still popcorn, but there is something different about Disney popcorn than even movie theater popcorn or the course the kind you get at home.
Uh-huh. And when you come down to it too, whenever you talk about the Magic Kingdom, you always talk about the show, Disneyland and the Magic Kingdom, where you walk in and you see the presentation, you walk around the corner, then you see the castle, and they always consider it the show itself. It's the entertainment. You need the popcorn for that.
That's right.
Now, before we move on, Ricardo does have a question on where you get the citrus swirl. So citrus swirl, when you go into Adventureland, there's the Sunshine Tree Terrace, and you could literally walk right by it. So it's across from the Robinson Treehouse. So just kind of look for the Sunshine Tree Terrace sign.
The Little Orange Bird. That's what the Little Orange Bird was known for, where the citrus swirl all started. And I have a little nostalgia for the Little Orange Bird, who shows up on all of the flower and garden merchandise along with Figment. So that's all good.
But and I want to give a little shout out to the bravery of using orange soda versus orange juice. That's the total difference. You can get orange juice anywhere in Florida.
Yeah.
But this combination is perfect. Although,
if you think about the history of Orange Bird, though, I'm surprised that they don't do orange juice because he was a character designed for, Florida Orange Groves, which were sponsor of Disney World at a point.
Of Adventureland, right?
Yeah.
So. Just and it's kind of interesting because the same way that in California, it was the Dole Company and the Dole Whips at their Adventureland. In Florida, it was the Orange Growers. So that is an interesting point there. So. Mm-hmm. All right, the number one seed moves on to the final four. That's why it was a number one seed, so not as surprising at all. Yeah. Morgan, I'll let you take this next round here.
All right. Finish my popcorn. Okay. Popcorn's put away. All right. So we have the number three Nutella fruit waffle and the number five soft pretzel in Germany. And as I always say, Ohnsbier or not Ohnsbier.
That's right.
All right. So for Jimmy...
Well, let's go. Let me go online first.
Oh, sorry.
And I think if I remember right, yes, I don't think
you was really close.
Wow.
Look at that.
Really?
50.68% Nutella fruit waffle, 49.3% soft pretzel. I'll need to look at the numbers to see. We were getting votes in the 250 to 300 range in each of these. So that's pretty split down the middle right there.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's really
but it's
fun.
A waffle for the audience.
By a hair.
By a hair, yeah.
All right. So, Jimmy, no surprise, which honestly, I wonder how much he struggled with this one because we know that he loves both the pretzel and the waffle. But he did go waffle. I also went waffle because, like I said last week, this is when I talk about at home. Like, I explain to people at home and how good it is. So, Yeah, I went waffle too.
You can add me to that waffle.
And that's the four votes needed. Ed, I'll let you.
I think we're going to sweep this one up. I take the waffle also. Lisa takes the waffle also.
And I'll make it a sweep, although I could go either way with this one. We'll definitely
Think it was overpowering for this matchup, just a little too much. It's the pretzel. It's a great snack. However, it was just overpowering.
Yeah. And since we are talking about the waffle, our friend of the podcast, Maria, did talk about last week she was going to make the fruit Nutella waffle from Ashley's cookbook. She did make it. She sent us the pic, and we posted it.
Oh, cool. Nice.
I want to say Tuesday or Wednesday. So head up to the social on our Instagram and our Facebook and check out Maria's pic. We also did include the link to Ashley's book, so you guys can order it and make it at home.
Awesome.
That's pretty cool.
To comment on Ricardo's comment there. He said he ordered the Flavacol from Amazon to make the popcorn taste like Disney's. That is what I do in the cookbook. I don't know if he saw that from the cookbook or got that idea from someone else, but that is what I do to make the popcorn perfect every time, and it does give it that yellow powdery. See, I think what we were saying about like movie popcorn, sorry, we're back to popcorn, but movie popcorn is really liquidy and like greasy, like they use liquid butter, but the Disney one I feel like is a lot more powdery, like the Flavacol, like it's got a drier texture to it, so it's very unlike movie popcorn, but it's distinct and super good. So
I need to get some of that.
And hi, Ashley from Chaos KC.
So if you're going to get the Flavacol, you're saying make sure you get the powdered one.
Yeah, Flavacol is a powder. It's a carton that you get from Amazon, and it's I don't remember what it costs, but you use like a quarter or a half teaspoon per batch of popcorn, so it'll last you forever. Like I bought it, I don't know, 2 years ago or something, and it's barely been used down. Like it's, and I make popcorn all the time, so you just put a little bit of that in and sprinkle it on, and it makes it
perfect. Nice.
I am going to try that. I attempted that, Ashley, with a shortcut, which was a packet that already had some in it, and it just didn't work out right. So I'm going to get the card.
I mean, probably that's how Disney makes it, is with a pre-packaged packet. But I just find it's really easy and economical for me to just use the powder on top of popcorn that I've made in my machine.
Absolutely.
And all right, I went ahead and posted Ash's link since we were talking her cookbook. So I posted the link.
Sure.
Oh, so nice. Just go ahead and grab it.
I'm going to move us ahead and I'll let Ashley take the next one if that's cool.
Awesome. Okay. Woohoo! We have number one Dole Whip versus number six funnel cake with ice cream. You know what I'm going to pick. It's got to be Dole Whip. Love it. So delicious. I'm a huge pineapple fan. It's not only delicious, but it's very, like, iconic. I'm originally a Disneyland girl, so that's my heart. So, and I've been to Hawaii several times to go to the Dole Plantation. It's just, it's the whole package. Everything. Wonderful. For me, right. Dole Whip.
Now, do they have a Dole Whip at the Dole Plantation in Hawaii?
Absolutely, yes.
And does it taste the same?
Yep, it's the same.
Very cool.
Nice. I will be going with the Dole Whip also. I don't think that's going to be a big surprise at all. And Lisa will be going with the Dole Whip in addition to that. So we got three.
Oh, we did. Sorry.
Oh, and hold on. Yeah.
We missed the online.
I didn't do the online. Let's do the online. Well, there we go.
Oh, huge. Yeah.
Huge. 72%. So that gives us four votes there, but we'll finish out the others. Morgan, if you want to go with yours.
All right. So Jimmy also went Dole Whip. I'm also going Dole Whip. So Sam, are we sweeping this one?
We're sweeping again. I mentioned this last week. The Dole Whip has never not had the vote. The Dole Whip swept the Zebra Domes. The Dole Whip then swept the peanut butter and jelly milkshake. It then swept the Chiro ice cream sandwich. And now it's going to be set to go up against whoever comes out of our next round.
Right. Before we move on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Before we move on, guys, between ourselves, what do you prefer, the float or just the Dole Whip?
That's a good question.
I'm going to, I'll start out. I prefer the Dole Whip. However, I like pineapple juice a lot, but I prefer just the Dole Whip by itself. I think it's a lot purer that way. I could always just drink some pineapple juice down the road.
Sam?
I'm good with just the float. Just the ice cream on the left-hand side, that bowl of ice cream. Now, what I would like to do is get that bowl of ice cream in the cup on the right-hand side with no juice. So, like, the large Dole Whip, but, yeah, we can't get it. That's what I would like.
Yeah.
Audie, if you're out there, you're with me, man.
Yeah. Ashley, do you have one?
You know, I think it really depends on the day, honestly. Like, I do love pineapple juice, and it's so refreshing. I do think it's harder to eat the float with my kids because usually we're sharing a couple of these around family. So yeah. The float just gets like, they will be punching it, juice is flying out of the way. So if we're sharing one, I'd probably go with the cup. But if I get my own, then I'm going to go with the float.
Yeah. I'm the same. It depends on the day. It depends on my mood. And just like I mentioned, I think it was on the live show, sometimes they have a different flavor, so you can do a Dole Whip, swirl it with, like, I think I swirled it with raspberry in November when I was there.
Yeah.
Interesting. So
it depends on my mood, and it depends on if there's, like, some limited flavor option. So, but if I...
Brandon is suggesting the spiked rum version at Trader Sam's, which is an option, but... Now, before we say goodbye, you know, that funnel cake with ice cream isn't all that bad. I guess the question would be, do you prefer the strawberries? Do you prefer the Oreo? Or is there a holiday one that you prefer? Anyone had those? I like them. I like them all.
Yeah, that's easy.
They're all of them?
Plain and dry is my favorite.
That too. You can do that. That was on the other bracket. Didn't make it.
Well, that is the thing. With the ice cream funnel cake, you're right. The middle is pretty much gone. It's a spoonful, like, right through to the plate. Yeah. It's only the edges you really kind of dip in the ice cream and stay crunchy.
This is true.
It's a consistency thing. Yep.
The Oreo says Casey Chaos. I'm with you there. I like them both. All right, Ed, I'll go ahead and flip us to the next one if you're ready.
Here we go with the last matchup for this evening. We have the number 3 cinnamon roll, and we're using any of them in the parks, but I think we're kind of at Gaston's being the best. I don't think we've really gotten away from that. And the cheeseburger spring rolls over in Adventureland. So it's actually a Fantasyland versus Adventureland type of contest here.
Yeah. Roll versus a roll, just two different kinds of rolls.
That's true. I didn't even think of that. You're right.
I'll bring the audience up.
Okay. Can we use them as the tiebreaker, though?
That's fine with me. I will keep it hidden just in case we're close. Okay. Not a problem. Your call.
Because Lisa's going with the cinnamon roll on this one. And I'm going with the spring rolls on this one.
Ooh, you and Lisa are split here.
All right. Sam?
I lost my place here. I am going cinnamon roll just because I like cinnamon rolls. So Lisa and I are cinnamon roll, right?
Yep.
And Ed is cheeseburger. All right.
You know what Morgan's going to pick.
Yeah, I would say we're pretty vocal. I've been vocal. We know what I'm going to pick.
I forgot.
So I, of course, picked cheeseburger spring roll. Jimmy picked cinnamon roll.
Ooh, all right. So we're Ashley? 3-2. Ashley's up.
It's going to be cinnamon roll for me.
Cinnamon roll.
Yep.
Cinnamon roll. Right on. All right. Let's see what everyone else had to say there. They also said cinnamon roll.
So.
There you go. The cinnamon roll will go up against the Dole Whip. And you know what? The way that the cinnamon roll is going.
Wow. That's a good one.
So interesting here. In both cases, we have a number one seed versus number three seed.
So what is Sam, what is our final four?
Our final four is the Dole Whip versus the cinnamon roll and the popcorn versus the fruit Nutella waffle, which, by the way, we started this by saying you could not get all of these snacks in Magic Kingdom. The only one that you couldn't was the pretzel in Germany, but you could get a Mickey pretzel and substitute it and get all eight of those at Magic Kingdom.
Sure.
So now we are a Magic Kingdom Final Four.
We are a Magic Kingdom Final Four. Absolutely are. Fruit Nutella waffle versus the popcorn and the Dole Whip versus the cinnamon roll. That's nice. Those are iconic.
They can go either way.
I you know what? I see a t-shirt with those four on it. I think it's awesome.
Let's do it.
Very cool.
The cheeseburger spring roll made it a lot further than I thought it would. And in fact, it being a number one seed was a little surprising to me, but that's how it came out of our vote.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah,
I think it was popular, it was the hunting of that thing because it was talked about and then it was missing and it was moving around because the cart was over by Jungle Cruise. Now it's at like the entrance of Adventureland.
Yep.
So I think that kind of put a little extra spin on it.
Yeah. Add some intrigue to it. Yeah, I agree.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Glenn says just give Dole Whip the trophy right now.
You know what?
I don't know.
I don't know, but it's kind of funny to see that. It's funny as you go through these rounds and you see something like that develop. Because if you guys remember, we did a character madness a while back. And it was pretty obvious early on that Mickey Mouse was just going to run away with the whole thing.
Yeah.
It just would have happened. But, you know, when we're putting it together, we weren't thinking along those lines. Just like putting this together, we weren't thinking that something was going to get all those votes. Sure. It also comes down to where it lands in the matchup.
Right. And look at our final four, though, because that's as important. We're going to have a winner out of this, but we got some great snacks. And to be honest with you, all 64 of these snacks, I really can't say no to like any of them, really. So we're just talking that the top of the heap, but they're all great.
Well, I can say no to one.
We can say no to
cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Sure, there's like six in there.
Yeah, you have a lot that you can say no to.
Yeah, there are quite a few. I think,
I mean, I'll pass my cinnamon.
I'll pick them all. That's
so, guys, those brackets, there's only two brackets that I have to come up with, so I should have those turned around sometime tonight because there's only two we'll be voting against, and then next week we'll get this down to the final round. That's pretty cool.
Excellent. Very good. We've accomplished this. This is awesome. And it now I'll test them all out. I have my list, the ones I have to hit.
Me too. And there's some things, you know, we'll talk about it once we get to the final, but there's still some things I'm looking at on that list going, I never had that. I'm getting that.
Yeah,
very much.
Those French fries over in Animal Kingdom, Ed, that you had. And that strawberry shortcake sandwich over in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
It's blowing my mind.
I think we decided at the beginning of this that me and Sam just need to snack in Animal Kingdom more.
Yes. Apparently we don't.
Yeah. There's not enough snacking done in Animal Kingdom.
Gotta let us know, Brandon.
Yeah. Brandon, 11 days, man. That's, you know what, you could, that's going to be fun. Good for you. Let us know how it goes.
Make sure you have the, send pictures.
Yeah.
And, make sure you have the bracket so you can just kind of check them all
off. Yeah. Do a bucket list, like snack it list.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, I'm going to, okay, I got to write that one down. Let's get to move on.
And that's good.
We'll come out with a list.
So we're all set.
Can you make snacks part of the scavenger hunt, Ed? Well, never mind.
We'll talk about that.
I love it.
Not like we participate. We can go snack while everybody else is doing a scavenger hunt because we've put.
Well, that's the other way you do it, right? Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Okay, guys, so that's it. Definitely check out the website, DisneyMadness.com, and vote for the next round. We've got our final four. Help us decide who is going to move on to the final game, final matchup.
We will post it on social when the voting's up and ready to go. But if you're listening to the audio podcast, it's audio.
It's there. It's there. Yeah. If you're listening to audio.
Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star?
Kermit, star of stage and screen, multi-platform celebrity, welcome to the National Recording Registry Class of 2020 at the Library of Congress.
Well, thank you, Dr. Hayden. You know, it's wonderful to be here as part of the Class of 2020. And, you know, it seems like it was only yesterday that I was sitting in a swamp playing the banjo and singing Rainbow Connection. And now here we are joining the National Recording Registry. Oh. Time sure is fun when you're having flies or something like that.
Well, you know, the registry is an annual selection of 25 of the nation's most important recordings by some of the most important people in history, and we preserve them forever. And today, Kermit, you'll join that list. How does it feel to be a figure in history?
Well, gee, you know, it's an amazing feeling to officially become part of our nation's history. It's a great honor, and I am thrilled. I am thrilled to be the first frog on the list.
Well, your performance of the Rainbow Connection has sold millions of copies worldwide, and it's beloved by everyone. And your fellow inductees this year include Thomas Edison, Louis Armstrong, Janet Jackson, Jackson Brown, Jimmy Cliff, Patti LaBelle, and Nas. So I have to ask, is it hard for you to stay humble?
What a list, Dr. Hayden. Louis Armstrong, Janet Jackson, Jimmy Patti. You know, who knew that Thomas Edison could sing, you know? I'm so happy to be a part of the group. And as for, you know, staying humble, it's easy, you know. With Miss Piggy around, my ego always comes in a distant second.
Oh, boy. I can imagine.
Yeah.
You recorded the Rainbow Connection as the opening of the very first Muppet movie, and you were sitting on a log in a swamp. Could you tell us a little bit about the shoot? Were mosquitoes a problem?
Mosquitoes a problem? No. No, Dr. Hayden. They were delicious. Yeah, it was a great shoot. Yeah. You know, here's a little known fact. Most folks think that we used a helicopter to get that first, you know, that first panoramic view of the whole swamp, but it was actually Sam Eagle soaring over the swamp with a camera in his talons.
Wow.
If Sam knew that that would lead to the Muppets making more movies, he probably would have dropped the camera.
He might have. And I don't think any of us knew you could play the banjo so well. So here's what we want to know. Did you take lessons at some point?
Oh, well, you know what? I was lucky. Yeah, somebody dropped that banjo in the water, and I grabbed it when it floated downstream. And, you know, I wanted to take lessons, but no banjo teachers floated downstream, so I kind of had to teach myself.
You did great.
Thank you.
And Paul Williams and Kenneth Asher, the fabulous songwriter and composer, they wrote Rainbow. And Paul says the model was Jiminy Cricket singing When You Wish Upon a Star at the beginning of Pinocchio. And that's one of the biggest songs of all time. So was there any pressure with that to try to match it?
Oh, well, first of all, Paul and Ken are brilliant. And the moment that they played the song for us, I just knew that it was something special. And, you know, I am really not surprised that they took inspiration from When You Wish Upon a Star. I think that the two songs, they complement each other really nicely, and they're both about that need to follow your dream no matter what.
Do you think crickets and frogs could harmonize on a song? I mean, their styles seem to be similar.
Oh, well, yeah. I would be thrilled to harmonize with Jiminy Cricket. I mean, such a beautiful voice. I love the sounds of crickets. They remind me of back home.
Oh. Well, Paul says the heart of the song is the line, "Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star?" Somebody thought of that of that, and someone believed it. And look what it's done so far. Let's listen to Paul.
Hi, Dr. Hayden. Hi, Kermit. Well, that's a line that's basically my philosophy of life, and I believe it's Kermit's as well. It's a line about the immense power of faith, faith in someone or something or a big idea. Faith is powerful and it works. We don't know why, and maybe we don't need to know. Sometimes the questions are more beautiful than the answers.
So is that right, Kermit, that there's more beauty in the questions than in the answers?
Yeah, that's perfect. I mean, Paul is right. The yearning for beauty, the quest for what happens next, and the hope for a better tomorrow, you know, and that's what makes life worth living, you know? And that's what Rainbow Connection captures. And I think that's why so many people love that song.
And I know you're a big fan of libraries and reading. And you might know that the Library of Congress is the biggest library in the world. And we have all sorts of answers here, but more importantly, we get readers to ask their own questions and discover their own answers. What do you like to explore at libraries?
Well, it's a good question, and I will say that I love books about nature. Yeah, I love learning about all my amphibian relatives around the world and learning how many things in this world are green like me. And but you know, sometimes when I go to a library, I just walk down a random aisle and I pick out a book and I just start reading. You know, you never know what wonders you'll discover, you know?
Well, I hope you'll be my guest at the Library of Congress someday soon. And we'd be delighted to get you your own library card and show you some of the wonders here.
Really? Well, I cannot wait. But I might need help reaching some of the upper shelves. You know, a frog can only reach and hop so high.
Well, when you come, I do want you to promise me that you'll bring your banjo and sing the Rainbow Connection for us.
Oh, really? I can do that?
Yes.
I would love to, Dr. Hayden, just as long as you promise that I don't get in trouble with the librarian for not whispering.
I think I can arrange that.
Okay, thank you very much.
So, Kermit, again, congratulations on joining the 2020 National Recording Registry. It's been more than a pleasure chatting with you.
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Hayden. And on behalf of myself, Paul Williams, Kenny Asher, and all of the Muppets, thank you so much. And I hope to see you around the shelves. Bye-bye.
Someday we'll find it, the Rainbow Connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell. We know that it's probably magic.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token.